This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you to another episode of Your Q. We are excited today to be here, even though it's raining outside. We're going to give you a great show today, and we need the rain and the precipitation anyway, because we're going to ward off those forest fires this summer. So today we are going to be talking with about employment opportunities and some great new programs that are out there that I don't think too many people are aware of. And right now we really are having an employment crisis. People are having a hard time finding employees. So I feel like you guys are swooping in here with a cape on, ready to save the day for some employers out there. So I would like to introduce Mo Aker. And Mo, you are with...
I'm with South Coast Business. I'm the Business Services Executive for South Coast Business, and I'm extremely happy to talk to all of you businesses and people looking for work today. Very happy to be here, and we have a lot of things that we want to share with you today.
That's exciting. And with us, we also have Edwin. And Edwin, what is your title? And you're with Recruit Hippo.
Thank you for having us on. So I'm a youth talent advisor for Recruit Hippo. So we're on the youth side of things, working with in-school youth and out-of-school youth, and engaging students into employment opportunities.
Well, I think that this is, before you had reached out, so one of the cool things about the show is we always talk on the show about reach out, email us your ideas and things that you want to hear about on the show. And we did that right from the very get-go. And Edwin, you were one of the first couple people that reached out and said, hey, this is who we are. I've lived here all my life. I had never heard of this before. Yeah. And so I'm like, how is that possible? Yeah. Like, I live here all my life. Yeah. And I know you guys are newer, but still.
We're actually, South Coast Business has been around since 1982. Right. We're a nonprofit. We have a relationship with the employment department, and we have incredible amount of programs, but we are always talking to businesses and making sure that we are aware. The Recruit Hippo is a new program because we are very, very concerned about the shortage of workers and the shortage of skilled workers. And we understand that we need to partner with the schools and their incredible career technical education program, because we are aware that many students go to college, but a majority of them do not and need to be connected to the workforce. And that's why this incredible work that Edwin is doing along with Renee Vogel, and I'll let him explain a little more about what that's like.
Yeah, and you know, it's been tough with COVID, you know, schools not having visitors and not seeing students, you know, in person. So we've adapted to virtual, you know, learning. We've done virtual industry tours. You probably could see Mo in some of them, just highlighting different sectors and engaging students and telling, you know, students that there are other avenues to take. You know, there isn't just one path to a successful career. And we try to promote that as best as we can. We do a lot on social media, where we do some TikTok videos. So we're trying to be innovative in sort of capturing these students, and especially during this whole, you know, employment crisis we're going through. You know, businesses should realize, you know, and give more opportunities to kids. I mean, to, you know, high school students, especially those that are graduating, because, you know, they're the ones who are motivated and want a chance to prove themselves.
And the way they can do that is they can contact Edwin, because we are requesting businesses provide internships program where students can, and many of our adults that I've talked to have done this. They've learned skills while in high school. And these internships, the schools pay the workers' comp, and the students can earn school credit while they're in the business. And what better way to learn than to actually have a supervisor and understand what cleaning shelves is and working with a supervisor and what is inventory. All those important things are things that can actually help someone get a job.
Well, and when I was looking on some of the information that you had given me, it's like it's very diverse, the type of employers that you guys have worked with. Like one of the things that I had saw was golf courses, and there was just a variety. There was office, you know, of course the fast foods. There was just a huge variety. There was trades. I know you guys are do stuff with truck driving and all these opportunities. So it's I think that people sometimes feel like, oh, if it's they maybe plug you into one aspect, but it's like somebody could try something, and if that's not for them, then maybe try something else and figure it out, you know, before they're 30, that what they want and where they want to go and what they want to do.
Yeah, and that's the whole premise of a Recruit Hippo. It's a preventative measure, you know, in just getting those kids that fall through the cracks after high school, you know. Really, if you don't keep them in your radar, you know, they're bound to just float around from entry-level job to entry-level job and not progressing in life. So if you can support them early on and just keep them on the radar. And that's the idea of Recruit Hippo, our youth program, and, you know, our career consultants with South Coast Business. As they when they finish high school, you know, and, you know, enter the adult world, you know, we pass them along to our career consultants. And
so what are the ages for Recruit Hippo?
So we work with 18 to 24 year olds.
Okay.
And that's and it might change with this new physical year. We might be working with 14 year olds, as young as 14 year olds, because we've been seeing,
once they get their work permit, get some
school. We've been seeing a lot of, you know, young 14, 15 year olds, you know, seeking employment. So that's been a sort of a trend that we're seeing lately. But Mo can tell you a little bit more about what they, South Coast Business does with the out-of-school youth and the adults.
Well, we have had every program you can imagine for the last, since 1982. I don't know how many years that is. My math isn't very good. But listen, employers, this is very important for you. So if you have a new employee, let's say, for example, you have someone you're interested in and you're like, gosh, I really would like this person, but they have skill gaps. Be sure and call South Coast Business, because we can assist on training costs up to $3,000. We can reimburse you. You would have that person on your payroll, but we can reimburse you while you train that person. And it does, because training is expensive. That person is not productive when they first start their job. So that is a very, very good program. And I understand you employers are having difficulty. So we also can refer eligible people for your business if we know you're looking. And we are trying to be incredibly innovative in how we have some incredibly smart social people working on email and on how to find those people that might be interested in your business. But unless you call us, we won't know that you are looking.
And what's that contact number? I want to make sure we'd get that phone number out there. Is it for the South Coast Business or for...
South Coast Business is the company. Recruit Hippo is just one of our programs that we have. So your contact information in Roseburg would be?
So yeah, it would be 541-860-8591.
I didn't know if I was giving that number. I just didn't want to do that to you and put you on the spot. Like, here's Edwin's cell. So I think that, you know, right now, honestly, everywhere you go, there's a banner outside of an employer's employer's business begging, now hiring, or hiring with a signing bonus. I mean, we're seeing things that we have literally never seen before.
Well, and that is true. Even before the pandemic, there was a shortage of workers, and we were all aware of this. And there are many employers, as we have seen, that because we have so many sectors that are aging out in terms of farming, log truck driving, all of those. And the Southern Oregon Workforce Investment Board is like our umbrella, and they provide our funding. But they're looking at all of these issues to make sure that we have job training available in the health sector. nurses, trying to enhance those training opportunities so that we have a workforce that can do the things. And business is good in many sectors. I mean, in manufacturing, construction, things are booming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's a lot of them that are booming. That, I mean, COVID has actually enhanced some businesses, you know, and they've actually thrived during this time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The wood products industry with the price of wood and the trying to keep up with that right now.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, that's thriving, and they're struggling to find things. But
yeah, and there's so many new businesses that are coming to Douglas County. You know, kids think just, you know, oh, you know, I can get a job at the mill, or, you know, no, there's plenty of opportunities in different sectors. You know, just being here in Douglas County, and, you know, I'm from New York, so I you know, I'm a newbie, and, you know, just doing the research, you know, you'll find different sectors. If you want to be an engineer, there's quite a few companies here in Douglas County that hire engineers. You know, if you're into robotics, there's Seven Robotics. It's a automated firm that manufactures, you know, automation.
Right.
So there's a lot, you know, it's just.
No, we're very talented. Yeah. We're a very wonderful county.
If you do want to work in a mill, though, that pay is great.
It is. Yeah.
And if you have aptitude, you can learn to be a millwright and talk about the money that you can make in that. So, I mean, I get excited about work skills. I love going. I live in Coos Bay. I love going to the fish plant and watch them process the fish. I love hard workers, and I love everything about the sector. But I want, you know, we want to get young people excited about those opportunities. I know it's difficult to get that first car and pay that first insurance and the rent on that first house, but these are jobs that many of them are can support for those things that people want to do.
Yeah. That's and you guys are in three counties, Coos, Curry, and Douglas,
and Douglas, that is correct.
Okay, I want to make sure on that. So can you tell me what the HIPPO stands for?
So, yeah. Well,
I was curious where this came from.
Yeah, HIPPO, you know, it stands for Helping Individual Pursue a Professional Opportunities. I guess it just came about, you know, it just... the HIPPO, it's funny, you know, it's definitely,
I love it.
When kids,
I want one of your shirts.
Yeah, when kids, yeah,
I
yeah,
love
it's,
them.
It's
I
definitely
think it's so cool.
A nice, design. Yeah, when kids, often, you know, teachers tell them like, oh, you know, you should check out Recruit HIPPO. And they're like, you know, what's that? You know, and they're thinking it's like, an animal shelter place, or like, you know, something to do with animals,
wildlife safari,
yeah, something like that. But no, we're it's totally different. And yeah, we work closely with students in developing those soft skills they need, you know, to get employed. And that's, you know, I've seen during my time here with Recruit HIPPO that, you know, there are a lot of kids that are lacking in those skills or don't know the importance of having those skills in the professional world. And, you know, that's why we do a lot of workshops. We do a lot, you know, especially one-on-one evaluations in the schools now that they're open. You know.
Right. Yeah, things will get going again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take a break here, and we'll be back in just a couple moments. This is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We're back with Your Cue. This is Shannon Sebastian, and this is News Radio 1240 KQEN. And today we are here talking about employment opportunities and also opportunities for employers to help staff their businesses. So, Mo, you had some success stories we were going to talk about and some wonderful stories from you.
I have been in this business for a long time. So I have had the opportunity to see individuals in my workshops that are now my professional peers or my managers because they have gone through these programs. So it's incredible to invest time in workers. Initially, we had a young gentleman that was homeless and came to us and actually was able to get what I will go on a work experience, and I'll explain to that, with a store. And he said it was the absolute best place he ever was. He's still there. He's been promoted because he said people were kind to him. And I think a lot of people, not a lot of people, I'm going to say some people, do not have mentors. They don't have those people that are that they have watched work, or they may have been abandoned or in foster care. And I've had the opportunity to work so many of those. I actually have had people that have come in. There was a young man that was on the job training in a union painting shop, and he had been homeless. He was living out in the woods and went through a training program with a painter, and he came to me years later and had his own business and wanted to share that with me. So I've kind of lived through this, but I want to tell the employers out there about this very special program called Transitional Jobs. And this Transitional Jobs is a paid work experience where South Coast Business is the employer. So you might take a chance on someone who has no experience or just a little work experience. And we pay the wages and the workers' comp for a short amount of time, maybe 6 or 7 weeks. And there's no obligation to hire that person. But they get a little experience, something on their resume, and they learn something, and they get the opportunity to look for that next job. I've had such incredible success with that job over the years. And a lot of people, actually, there was someone I went to today, and I won't mention the business because I don't want they don't have employees, but they have a very successful business, and it would be a perfect place for a youngster to get some skills and mentoring, and then we can place them in a job. So that's a really, really successful program. It's very exciting. And if businesses are interested, they should definitely call us and see if they might be willing to do it. And they can also interview this person. So to see if it will be a fit, because that's important. And, you know, people can say no, but that's a really, really terrific program.
Yeah. Especially on the youth side of things, having these internship based credit for school credit. So if a student is, you know, behind on some credits for graduation, we'll be able to provide them with an internship. And it depends. It varies from school to school, depending on their hours to credit. Kids can get that work experience, you know, and get, you know, school credit. I mean, it's a win-win for everyone.
Exactly. That's what I was just thinking. That's a win-win. It's like you're doing the work, you're getting the skills, you're building the resume, and you're getting school credit for it. So that's excellent.
We are also doing this thing. This is super exciting too, Shannon. Sorry how excited I get, but
no, I love it.
We do these things called industry tours. And in the old days, prior to the pandemic, we'd get a busload of 10 kids and we'd go out to a business. But now
that was before my time.
We get our little Facebook Live thing, a recording, and we go to your business and we interview you, but we get several thousand people interested. And we actually have had, like you have mentioned, in this business where people are finding it hard to find employees because adults can actually see these and inside the industries, which I get super, super excited. But we did Seaview Cranberries in Sixes. Hello, have you ever seen them harvest cranberries? Because it is super duper exciting.
Yeah, and so far this past school year, we've done Delfino Vineyards, A&M Trucking. I think we did Oakland Tree Farm. So we go out to different sectors, and we just, you know, we do this virtual industry tour. Hopefully, when things settle and schools open up, we can go back to doing in-person tours. I feel like that's, but with these virtual tours, we can capture more than just students. We can capture the community as a whole and just let them know, like, hey, you know, this industry is hiring, you know, check it out. Look how cool it is to work here. And then just the people that we, you know, our guest speakers that go on to the show, our virtual tours, you know, they have a wealth of knowledge. They've been in the, you know, in their sector for 15, 20 plus years. So they're the ones that you need to be talking to.
It really seems like with the shortage of employees right now or people looking for work, a lot of people are content to stay on the unemployment and collect the extra and don't want to come off. That's some of my friends and family that are business owners have ran into that problem. So that's something that they've had to try to deal and overcome with. It's almost like you're trying to meet somebody's demands or requirements as well when you're offering them a job. And that's kind of backwards from how it's been for such a long time. And now the businesses are struggling because this person's offering a $400 signing bonus or a $1,000 signing bonus. It's just wild what some of the stuff that's going on out there is right now. And we joke about it because eventually we might need somebody at my office here, you know, and it's like, well, good luck, you know.
I listened to a podcast on that with the New York Times about the, you know, what is happening. And it's very anecdotal because we don't have a lot of data on why those people are. And they did say that childcare is one of the issues.
Yes, and
because
childcare, absolutely.
If you lose your daycare provider and you're in a hybrid with your child, mm-hmm. what do you do? You know,
right.
So they think that might be it. They also said that with that unemployment, it might be a little bit of a buffer. So you actually can look for maybe a job that might be a better pay or better suited. But we really don't know. But we are trying to find every single person looking for work so we can get them to work. I wanted to mention one more thing during this segment. It's called the Work Opportunity Tax Credit, and it's way underutilized, hugely underutilized. It's called WOTC, and you can Google it, WOTC. But it's a tax credit for people in targeted groups. And because we are in our three counties, we're going to have a lot of people that are in these targeted groups. Some of them could be a SNAP recipient. Some could be a veteran. And the veteran tax credit is up to $9,600 off people's federal liability. And it's very easy to get to and to utilize. And all the big companies are doing this as part of their hiring practice. So that's something, and I will mention Bill Huffman of 7-Eleven. He's in Bunker Hill in Coos Bay. He spoke at a national conference, and he said only 7% of 7-Elevens were utilizing the tax credit, and that's money on the table that's sitting there for businesses. So people should definitely look into the WOTC tax credit to save paying their federal taxes.
That's an excellent
I think
point.
I'm going to start
Thank
my own
so
business.
Much.
Now Edwin's going to start his
own
business. All right, I'll be your consultant.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you know where to go to try to find some employees. So that's so Edwin, you mentioned that you were from New York. So how long have you been out here?
I've been out here for a little bit over a year now.
So you've gone through all the seasons.
Yeah. yeah, it's been a rainy day like today this past winter. But yeah, I'm still trying to get adjusted to life, Oregon life. It's definitely a slower pace than New York. You know, you don't have 45 minutes traffic, you know, at 5-6 o'clock in the
You're
evening.
Right.
So that's the benefit of being here. But I love it. I love it. I'm a outdoor person, so this is like paradise for me.
Oh, excellent. Well, welcome, by the way.
Thanks.
The schools that you're in, I know when I talked with you before, you named off a couple, but what can you tell us some of the schools you're in case a parent or a grandparent's listening and has a youth that attends one of those schools, they could go in and talk to their counselor, or you're in the school?
Yeah. So we're in the North County, North Douglas High. We're in Yonkala High. We're in Oakland, Sutherland, Glendale, Glide, Phoenix. We work really close with Phoenix. Roseburg High School, Riddle High School all the way down to the Days Creek. Yeah, there's a
have a good majority of our schools.
Yeah,
then
we're in a lot of schools, and it's tough because, you know, especially with the schools, you know, a lot of schools are understaffed, so, you know, it's impossible to meet the needs of every student, especially in these rural areas. So, you know, having us there is sort of really, really helpful just to get that, you know, some of that weight off their backs. And you know, we can really focus on transitioning them into the adult world and finding them those employment and getting them those skills they need to get employed.
And you also had mentioned to me when we talked that you help them. A lot of them, they don't teach us in school about resume building or some of these skills, yeah. And you guys do that with your
program. And I've come across students that, you know, have told me that they've worked, but, you know, the businesses never asked for a resume or never brought them in for an interview, and, you know, so, you know, they've gone through maybe one or two jobs without knowing the right way to get a job. So, you know, you have to start from scratch. You know, you have to tell them, okay, this is, you know, this is the importance of a resume, and this mm-hmm. is why you need a resume, and you know, this is how you go into an interview, and this is, you know, the right way, especially now with a lot of these businesses. You know, they're searching you on these social media sites. You know, they're checking you out, you know, seeing, you know, if you are, you know, appropriate for their business, you know,
or a fit, you know, yeah. I mean, sometimes you can tell, oh, they'd fit in here, or, mm-hmm. you know, they're horrified of dogs. They wouldn't work at my office because we have our office dogs, Jax, and we love him, and and he's not going anywhere. So it's like, okay, well, is this a match or is this not a match? But a lot of people around here get jobs because their family knows somebody who knows somebody, exactly. and they hear about it, and they're like, oh, yeah. I'm going to send little Jimmy down, and okay. So the good old school way of doing it, but there's just not enough of them to go around right now. So
yeah.
I think we're going to take another break here, and we'll be right back with News Radio 1240 KQEN. And this is Shannon Sebastian with your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is your Q, presented by Premier Insurance. I'm Shannon Sebastians, and our guest today is Mo Aker. And Edwin, how do you say your last name?
Valorio.
Valorio. Thank you. I'd rather ask than butcher it, and I meant to ask that earlier. And we are talking about all the opportunities that they offer with Southern Oregon... What? Workforce Investment Board. I am always thinking what I'm missing one word in that.
Yeah.
And then the Recruit HIPPO, which is for the younger crowd. So, Mo, before we started the show today, we had talked that our little worlds have collided, and it always makes me laugh when I meet somebody who has a connection with pageant with me.
Oh, I know. We're bonded. We didn't even know.
I know. It's such a small world after all. Which is kind of exciting. Mo is from over at Coos Bay and knows a lot of my pageant friends are hers. And our current Miss Oregon director, Beth, is...
It's a former voice student of my husband's.
Yeah, voice student of her
alto
husband's.
Champion for anyone who cares.
Alto champion. I love that. So anyway, it's just a small world. I always talk about how interesting the show is and how organic things happen and we just come together. But one of my reasons for... being involved with the program was the opportunity that these young ladies get for scholarships. And you were saying that there's some scholarship opportunities somehow with this.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will aspire to some training, and it's expensive. But we have scholarships available for training for in-school training or for private school training, for some training at the community college, for short-term training, including truck driver training. So if you are interested in some type of schooling, and it's expensive, it's short-term, please also call us for that, because we do have scholarships available. And the other thing is, if you are currently receiving unemployment benefits, you can actually go to school and get training and receive your benefits, not required to do job search while you are getting that training that can actually get you into your next job. And that's very important. And we would be, that is through the Employment Department. It's not through South Coast Business. But the other thing is, I want everyone to know, is we work very, very closely with the Employment Department. We actually have a business meeting with them once a week, and we're talking to them all the time to see if we can find folks to work for you and employers to contact us to tell us what you need. So that's really, really important. And again, scholarships are available for short-term training, and you may be eligible for tuition unemployment insurance, which will allow you to go to school and receive your unemployment benefits.
So like if they, for example, I'm trying to, on the layman's terms,
you
want to
go,
at this.
You want training with us, Shannon?
Okay, so here's, I'm going to tell secrets. You were asking me something earlier about,
oopsie,
tell
babe.
Me about you. And I'm
what
like,
did I do?
You were asking me. Tell me a little bit about you.
All right.
So when I was little, people would ask me what I wanted to be when I grow up.
Right.
It was not an insurance agent. I'm just going to tell you that.
I thought you, but you're so good at it.
I wanted to be a truck driver.
Oh, you should do
and
it
so
now.
I think I should, on the part-time, I should become a truck driver.
Yeah,
come
on over. Come on over.
I'm not even kidding you. My son, who is a teacher, asked me about this because he thought it'd be great, you know. I can't back.
Right.
They do teach you how to back, though. But,
see?
But that's important. But having a CDL will get you employed. And I'm telling you what, the kind of money that truck drivers are making right now, up to $65,000-$70,000 a year to drive a truck, it's well worth it. So we definitely want people to, we actually have Umpqua Community College here in town that provides truck driver training. And in Coos Bay, we have the Oregon Coast Trucking School. Mm-hmm. But and it's really okay to not know what you want to do. If you're scratching your head and going, what am I going to do? We have incredibly fabulous occupational counselors here in Douglas County that can work. You don't have to walk in with your idea. You can actually go, I don't know what's available. And we're happy to talk to you about that. And you know what? Anyone is eligible for our services. Any person can walk into our office, regardless of your education or background or what you make for it, just to have that counseling appointment. We are available. It's okay to come see us.
Yeah, and especially on the youth side. I mean, you know, if a youth has, you know, a vague interest in something, either it's like cooking or, you know, anything, you know, we try to nurture that, because we don't want to tell them, oh, you know, that's never going to happen. You know, you got to be realistic. No, you know, we try to be creative and see what's out there. And we try to connect these kids to great people in the community that can mentor them and show them how to become professional and really be a role model to these kids, because that's what, you know, they need. You know, they need that consistency and in their lives. And if you can do that and support them, you know, you just paved their way to become successful.
Well, to invest in the youth and to watch them grow and to mentor somebody is honestly, I mean, I did that for years with the program, is one of the most important things and one of the most rewarding things a person can do. I mean, I sat down last weekend with one of my near and dear to me young ladies in my life, and she just shared, you know, her truth and her soul and everything, and said it was our time together that made her realize it was okay to be her and who she is and her true authentic self. And she's living her best life because she's doing that. And, you know, I got in the car and I told my husband all about how that felt and how it's like, you'll just never regret the time you invest in your children or in others. So
yeah, we right now is a time to empower our youth, and we need them more than ever, you know. And, you know, anything is possible, you know, just you just need that right support group, you know, and just work hard. Because you never know where life can take you. I mean, I didn't know I was going to be here in Oregon in a town called Roseburg. So anything's
possible.
Why are
you laughing? The other thing, for some employers out there that are, I might like to do this, but I don't know if I want to be available 68 hours. That seems like a big investment. We do have job shadows where if you're an employer and we have a young person that's interested in a job, you know, for example, some people want to go into the medical field and they would like to talk to a doctor and a doctor can't have you, but they can talk to you about their education. So those are available for young people too. So it's not, you know, one size fits all. We really do it customized based on the individual and the employer in terms of the type of hours are available and what they're willing to commit to.
So I want to make sure that we get this out again. And mind you, this will be on a podcast and it'll be on our website. And I'm sure you'll post it on your Facebook page and stuff too as well, Edwin. But so people can come back and listen to this and get the resources out. So tell us all the contact information to get in touch with you guys if an employer or a person seeking employment would like to get in touch with you.
Yeah, so on the Recruit Hippo side, you know, we're on Facebook. So you can see all our social media content. It's recruithippo-douglas. Also, you can go onto our website at www.recruithippo.com. And you can also reach us or my coworker, Renee. She's another one of our other youth talent advisor. So our number is 541-860-8591. And then Renee's number is 541-900-4715.
And so that's the numbers to call, regardless if it's an employer or an employee or somebody that wants to find.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone can kind of a parent, grandparent, you know, a former lover, anyone.
Not sure about that part.
That's new.
Okay, Mo. And what about for your?
Well, these are numbers are good for me as
okay,
well.
Okay, perfect.
But my number is 541-373-3870, and I can connect you to anybody. You know, I can kind of discern what you're looking for. But again, you might be scratching your head going, I think what she said was whatever. And please call to clarify. We've really gone over a lot of information.
Right.
And but we're here to serve you. We're here to serve the job seeker and the business owner equally. And it's through the Workforce Investment Opportunity Act. That's the federal funding that where we get our funding resources.
So underneath your main business, I mean, there's a lot of hats that you guys are kind of wearing. So definitely give a call. We did cover a lot today with everybody.
Including
give them a
pageants
call. Including
as well.
Pageant. I always give a shout out to Miss Oregon. So one of the other things that I was going to ask you and I
blanked on it. So yeah, we have this summer crew project.
That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah, I can definitely elaborate on that. So we're setting up a summer crew project up in the Forts Pond in Sutherland. We're partnering up with the Friends of Ford Pond organization and getting some out of school youth into you know, employment, summer employment. So yeah, we're right now we're actively seeking, you know, six crew members. You know,
so call that number.
Yeah, yeah, call me, call that number.
Give it to him again.
yeah, yeah, 541-860-8591. And yeah, we're looking for trail maintenance. Trail maintenance.
And that could work into a lot of different jobs in the
future. Oh, that's a great starting job.
Right, absolutely. Well, we're going to take a break and be right back with your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Shannon Sebastian here on Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance. And thank you so much, you two, for being on today, Mo and Edwin. I really appreciate it. And I think you guys gave a lot of great information and a lot for people to digest and probably call you about and learn more
here.
On.
Thank you.
One of the things is, I know there's a job fair coming up. Is it June 1st?
Yeah. It's June 1st from, I believe it's 10 to 3 or 4.
Well, we'll get that here in just a second. So I think it's June 1st, and a lot of local companies are going to be there
yeah.
and participate. And I think you had mentioned that you guys would be there helping resume build or offering some services up for people. So
Yeah. We'll be there providing resume assistance. We've recently purchased this new automated resume builder. It's easy, user friendly, and you can create a resume in minutes. So we'll be implementing that at the job fair as well.
And you'll have a booth.
Yeah.
If people heard the show today and you can't remember a number, you can't find. Come find Edwin. Where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at 1239 Southeast Stevens Street at the Roseburg Rental Parking Lot.
Okay, so perfect. Go find Edwin and the others at the Recruit Hippo and ask your questions there along with some of the other employers. And
Over 30 businesses will be there. So.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. I mean, that just shows how much of a need there is for this. So very much. Well, thank you guys both for being on here and Mo for driving clear over from the coast. And
She's famous.
I actually, in my own mind, no, no, I got to actually talk to a few businesses while I've been here, and they are searching, and you can find out about those opportunities through contacting our staff here in Roseburg.
Yes, I absolutely think this is kind of a little hidden diamond that people need to find out about, and then careful what you wish for, Edwin. You just might have bought yourself more work and no days off. We might be overloading you with work. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to us today. I did want to talk about our show for next week. We are going to be talking about just celebrating and getting life going again. So there will be a parade on July 3rd in downtown Roseburg, and we just want everybody to come out and show your love for this wonderful country, your patriotism, your red, white, and blue. And so next week's show, we're going to tell you more about that, what all we'll be offering, what we're still needing. We'd love if anybody's out there and wants to be a sponsor for this event. Please get a hold of me at the office, which is Premier Insurance, 541-672-9414, and ask for Shannon. We would love any and all support, because we really feel like our community is ready to get back out there and start living life and celebrating our wonderful country. So we'll be doing that July 3rd at downtown, and we'll be talking about that next week. If you have any ideas for the show, please email us. You could be sitting across from me just like Edwin is. And that is at yourq, which is yourcue, at bciradio.com. That's yourq at bciradio.com. Or Shannon at prmrins.com. And also look us up on our Facebook page. We'll have this show posted, the podcast, tomorrow on the Your Q Facebook page, and we'd love for you to come like and share and check out what's going on. In the past, our former podcasts are all on there, and what we have coming up in the future. So we're really excited for some better weather and to get outdoors and get celebrating things, and pretty excited about that. So okay, Edwin, I have one last question for you before we
go for it,
finish up here. Do you like baseball?
I'm a soccer guy.
You're a soccer guy.
I'm a soccer. And it's hard to find soccer here in Douglas County. But
We'll get you hooked up. Any soccer people, call Edwin's cell phone as well, because there's some stuff out there. I was just curious because I'm a diehard New York Yankees fan.
I'm a Mets.
Gosh, we're in trouble. That's okay. I don't mind. The subway rivalry, it lives on. So anyway, well, thank you everybody again for listening. Love to hear from you. We can't say that enough. We also are really looking for, if there's any families or people that are in need, please reach out and let us know on our email, because we'd love to bless those families if at all possible and work with the community to make some magic happen. So we'd love to hear about anything that you would love to hear on the show, anybody that you know that could use some help in life or a hand up. We would sure like to do that and have some other people that are interested in helping us with that. So, and again, next week we'll be talking about patriotism and our 4th of July, or Independence Day, even though it's going to be on the 3rd of July parade. So thank you so much for watching, or for watching. I don't know why I said that, y'all, but listening today. And we're so grateful for everybody and for listening to the show. So have a wonderful day. God bless. Take care. And remember, we want you to be kind, Douglas County, and definitely give Edwin and the staff there at Recruit Hippo a call. We'd love to see them.
Yeah, thank you for having
very
us.
Very successful out there. So, you know, greatest wishes on your endeavors here. And
thank you.
Mo, thank you for driving all the way over. I appreciate it.
It's, you know what, Coos Bay, we drive everywhere. It's, everything is a long way from us, so it's no biggie. Thank you for having me, Shannon, and we need to have coffee and talk about pageants, sounds like.
There we go. My turn to come your way. So it was a great show. I think you guys got a lot of information out there, and we will be back next week. Thank you, Douglas County. And this is it for Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 1240. KQEN.